Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Until the day I die. I can't. This is a bad combination for me.
Who gave you that?
The bikini bean girls.
Bikini beans.
No, bottoms up.
Bottoms up. Yeah, the bikini bean girls. They poisoned me. The bottoms up girls gave me the one. The other girls, they gave me something. And I had to go to a clinic. That's what those girls gave me. The bottoms up girls gave me some of that cold brew. I've never had that before. And,
It's got a little zip to it.
It's got a lot of zip to it. I feel like going through the ceiling.
It could be your new morning routine, man.
I don't think so.
Fired up.
I don't think Johnny likes it.
No? It's too much?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, my thoughts aren't real clear. Larry, you might have to take over for a little bit.
Not a problem, sir. But I was just looking out the window here, seeing the USPS loading up our first one of the first giant boxes full of all those KUP deployments.
Yeah, the boxes are going fast. We've got a lot of people down there helping us out, and it's pretty cool. There's a good group down there, man. They're flying through this, and we've got 1,100 plus boxes to fill up this morning. And everybody out there, I wish I could hear you screaming. I can't right now. But
scream!
We should make them. Everybody, we can hear the other one scream! They'll just do it anyway. But it won't matter because we don't have a mic on them. But, yeah, they're doing great work down there. And it's pretty cool. It's going really fast. And if you guys still want to come down, we got the pretzels. The Bluebell guy comes over to me and he goes, don't forget to tell folks about the ice cream. And I looked over and he's standing there all by himself. Aww. Like everybody's packing up and he's like, I want to give everyone ice cream and no one wants ice cream. It's like you'd have to be the nicest man in the world. I just have free ice cream and no one showed.
Go get some ice cream. Truck.
Yeah, go
open the tailgate.
Don't worry about it. We got a
load
guy.
Load it up.
We got a guy that'll come over and grab it. Yeah. He's kind of just off into the corner.
Well, you got to build up a sweat, you know, pack the boxes, and then you're ready for the ice cream.
But it's a little off-putting. I'm trying to give ice cream away, and there's nobody in my
line.
They
don't want it.
Not yet,
It's a tough sell at 7 a.m.
Yeah, it's like 64. Perfect outside. Like, you know what? Go great with this not sweating thing. Big gut full of ice cream. I haven't had any. I've got that cold brew going. I want to run a mile. I might just sprint up to McDowell and back real quick during commercials.
Go ahead.
But
run it off.
We also have to give you guys the word for our Camaro. We're giving away a 1979 Camaro Z28. It sits right there in our lobby. It's ready to go. Getting closer and closer to the day we give it away. And you can qualify if you text our word today. Now, since it's Veterans Day, Eric looked some stuff up. And we made one word out of two. So this is all one word. Don't space it. But chest candy. Now, if you Google search chest candy, I'm guessing that there's going to be some blockers at your work.
A couple of choices.
Some folks with chest candy are like, ooh, I know what he said. No, that's not what we're talking about. Chest candy in the military means you got all those awards and, you know, the ribbons that dangle across your chest.
Slang for the ribbons and medals worn. Get
a load of chest candy. So chest candy, one word, don't space it, is today's word, 97936. You can text it, and that will get you in the drawing for that beautiful Camaro. If we draw your name in the next hour or so, Toledo Randall, somebody will give you a call. When they do, that means you're getting tickets to Holmberg's Happy Ending. That'll be with Brian Callen, Frank Caliendo, and Adam Ray. A great show, December 21st, to close out the year. A big comedy festival super show we're putting together. And we're going to be out there drinking. Last year was a good one. I was out till 4 in the morning just boozing with everybody. We had a good time. So let's do that all over again and maybe get you some free tickets today. If you get drawn, you're in that. And then you're in the finals. For our 1979 Camaro Z28, commemorating our 40 years on the air. Larry McFeely did all that stuff, putting that together. Nice job, boss.
Thanks, man.
Good work. So that thing's ready to go. Chest candy is today's word, if you want to get that to go. 97936, I have no functionality. That cold brew, I'm done, yeah.
You need to drink some water.
Now I know how flies feel. This is brutal. I'm not good with this.
Get another.
You know what? I need is some beer. Get the LGE people over here with that keg of beer.
You think beer will help?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What are you
Let's
talking
try.
About? Beer always helps, Eric.
That's true.
It's never bad.
Or Jameson.
Yeah, you know, it'd be the first time ever in my life that I actually woke up in the morning and then had ice cream, cold brew, and some beer. Because now I'm homeless. It's what homeless people do. Get free ice cream, I'll take one of them. What's that? It's coffee. It's going to send you through the moon. I'll take that. Beer.
Take some of those USPS boxes, cut them up, and start
make shoes.
Make poetry on it with a Sharpie.
Speaking of poetry, let's draw into the pile of letters from the kids.
While you're doing that, chess candy, all one word, people.
All one
Don't
word,
let
yeah,
your
no
phone autocorrect.
All right, this is a good one. We're off the bat. Dear veteran, two A's in veteran now.
A lot of chess candy.
Thank you for proteining us. Thank you for putting, P-U-T-T-E-N.
Proteining us?
Yourself and Dadger for us. I am six, nah. If you nerve have met me.
There is a chance.
You thank know you. What he's trying to say. Why
thank you for like battling for us. Thank you for lefch your family protect us.
You don't have to read it just like it's
yes,
spelled.
I do.
Come on.
What, Doss?
Poor kid.
The weetha fell like Uyghur.
Shakespearean.
Dowen Nineplex and Tang Hong for the plex. Love, Ivy. These veterans are going to love these. The active service members out there overseas are going to love these letters.
Ivy, a boy
hoarded
or girl.
Like
it doesn't say.
Two dozen of them.
Ivy can color, I'll tell you. That's probably a girl. To
if you support the plex, hey, you look, will really be loving this for the plex.
I've been on the air for 18 years here, Larry, and how many times in meetings have I just pounded my fist and gone, what does with Uyghur down Nineplex without anybody ever doing a thing about it? And if we don't Tang Hong for the plex, when will we Tang Hong?
And that's when everyone yells, El Savio!
El Savio! What in the world is going on at your wife's school? They're not teaching them words. Just write down letters in a row. The kids, these guys will eat it up.
And they turn it in. It's fine.
Hold on.
They don't have a mother that goes, what the hell is this? I don't know. It's
it's cute.
Dowen Nineplex and Tang Hong.
Parents,
hold on. We're a third of the way through the school year. Maybe that's his first time, finally, a year and a half in.
That's true.
Of getting something down on paper.
You're right. I am being a little rough on him.
Man, getting something down on paper?
He struggled with that whole pencil to paper thing.
Come on.
Look, I guess the muse never hit him until he got to Tang Hong the plex.
The plex.
And it's I just two want things, to know, coloring, and if you want to throw some words in there, go ahead. That was the instructions.
I just like
color
the part.
Color the flag.
I like the part where he's like.
You got that part right.
Yeah.
Look, I'm six now. And if you've never met me, I just want to say thanks for battling for me. I don't know if you guys remember me or not. We might have met. We might not. I've met a lot of veterans in my 6 years. I've met a lot of guys in the service. I hang around the guard.
I think your expectations are a bit high, John.
I don't care. It's fun to assume that they should be able to do this. Yeah, I'll write them a letter. That's basically how this went down. You guys want to write the troops letters? Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
If you ever right, play, I do.
Give me a pencil. Watch me go.
If you
I'm
going to
Tang Hong
Minecraft.
The plex, man. Tang Hong the plex. It's, what is this, a school of Pootie Tang? Tang Hong the plex.
I bet if we call Marcy, we could find some letters that you wrote back.
Actually,
in the day
I was a bright boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Calligraphy.
I invented that. I was a bright boy. There are letters from when I was about three. When I used to write down the names of all the Cubs, because I'd watch the Cubs play on WGN, and I'd write down their names as the thing. My mom's like, wow, he can write at three, and she kept all that stuff. I'm sure there's a few Tang Hong the plex letters out there. But
yeah, the names, the launch rates.
I had everything. I was calling the games. These are just I'm going to draw another random letter from the
we
child.
Have to put those in the boxes eventually.
Nah, some of these don't have to go.
Those are the ones that didn't make the cut.
I see a guy out there. It's I've been on the tour for 2 years, man. All I need to do is get a letter from home to make me feel what
you
the
got
hell?
A care package, bro.
Thanks, man. If you've never met me, you're six. When would I have met you? Thanks for battling. Tang Hong the plex. Tang Hong the plex.
Could I get a kid that writes?
That's code for something.
Ridiculous.
Tang Hong. What does the way we fell like we're good down nine plex?
How does he know our operation?
And I am Tang Hong the plex. I'm going to never sleep again.
The soldier next to you got this perfectly written
yeah,
letter.
The soldier next to him is like, dearest soldier, 'tis but for you that I am free.
Then Trump gets up there. Operation Tang Hong the plex was...
It's time for everybody to get ready as we deploy Tang Hong the plex. As created by six-year-old Ivy, who I just met. He's met a lot of people. He's a very smart boy. He's okay. He's an okay kid.
He's
but Tang Hong the plex is where we're going to go out and just confuse the enemy with what seems to be a made-up language.
Don't
I'm
forget this is all for El Savio.
El Savio, El Savio. Don't cry for me, El Savio.
El Savio and El Savio und Savio.
How about this one? Dear hero, thank you for serving our country. You make our country have freedom. Being in the army is hard. Thank you, Parker.
Just got to remind him. Parker knows.
You know what you're
That's
doing?
Intense.
It's hard.
Parker's got his eyebrows furrowed like he's a CEO of a small company. I got my own private business and life is hell.
I'm looking for go-getters like you.
It's so hard. The blood. The pain.
Being six is miserable. I've lost my five-year-old figure. I'm starting to get fat. Dear hero, I could read. I swear to God, I could have read all 1,000 of these. I think I might. Thank you for your service. You guys make everyone's day. I am so happy there are veterans that protect our country. I'd like to thank you one last time. Thank you for serving our country. Sincerely, Nainel.
What?
I don't know. It's a name I've never seen in my life, but that's a perfect letter.
Except for the name.
That's an A+. Well, you know that's a foreign kid. No American kid's writing that good.
He learned somewhere else.
That's an Indian or an Asian.
Thank you much.
Yeah, these are getting good. I think I'm getting into the older kids now. Thank you for fighting for our country. You guys do a good job, and I'm proud of what you've done so far. Just keep it up!
He screamed at the end?
I just like to read it like the guy, Charlie Don't Surf!
Yeah.
Charlie Don't Surf! That's John's bottoms up espresso caffeine crushing. Rush.
When you come home, there's going to be some chest candy for you.
Got a little chest candy for all you guys. Taking down the towels!
John, is it possible that there's a kid at this school that's a little like Brady? He's got one deaf ear, and so he hears words kind of jumbled, and that's how he writes them down.
Are you talking about Tang Hyde Plex?
Yes.
Wow, this kid's this is a deep one. Thank you for helping us all. I appreciate all you do. In fact, if you weren't here doing what you're doing, we wouldn't be alive. Whew. That's dark.
Man.
Thank you for fighting for our country. It's a big world. One man can make a difference. Ooh, we went off the rails there. There's like 14 letters in that one. So thank you for all you do. Sincerely, the season of autumn. Some good ones in there. Man, those are good.
Maybe it was a mini stroke.
Good job. Oh, I hope not.
I wish one of them would have just copied like song lyrics or something.
War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I'll say that again. This kid just drew most of the American flag.
That's it?
I prefer it with six stripes.
He's got something written on the back.
Choke on back.
You're joking back. Thanks for making this country tree free and safe. You were willing to spare time with your family to make us safe. I couldn't be more grateful. This kid's nailing it. Thank you.
Except he drew the Confederate flag.
Yeah, you were making America great. Long live Grant?
Question mark?
Yeah.
Enclosed is some Confederate money.
It's Confederate bills. Eventually, someday, we'll get back to that. All these letters are fantastic. Toledo, go get more. Go get more of the letters.
They're all in boxes now.
Oh, man.
They're getting into boxes.
Anyway. Yeah, brother.
So I'm saying you're hoarding them all. We're keeping them out of the boxes. We've got to take those down there.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, somebody's got to get El Sabio.
El Sabio.
Oh, El Sabio is the hockey
Since
goal.
You like this so much.
Don't I'll do El Sabio. Be Eric unless you're going to do it right, or we'll Tang Hai on the Plex. I've learned that from children. I've hired Tang Hai on the Plex to become my Minister of Defense. What should we do, child? He says Tang Hai on the Plex, of course.
That's your new band.
Tang Hai on the Plex. We're writing a song called Tang Hai on the Plex. We're going to just take lyrics from these letters.
That's what I was going to say. So from now on, I'll have Lisa do this about every other week.
Just every day. Just write me letters.
Right. To have write you letters.
I don't know. There's an assembly
coming.
That's
pushing
it. John Holmberg.
The principal's going to be embarrassed. He's going to go, look at what they're doing now. It's on the radio.
All right. I guess we actually have to teach them words now.
Damn it.
This dickhead over there at KUPD wouldn't stop reading the letters.
Get your act together.
We've been skating for years, not actually doing it.
He just loses his mind on the children.
This, I've had it.
You just hear it through the intercom.
Nigel and Alex, come over here for a second here.
Hello, boys. Thanks for coming in the room. Now, Nigel, you wrote a perfect letter. Alex, literally, and I say this with the utmost respect, but what the f*** does Tang Hai on the Plex mean? What are we teaching you here, kid? You paying attention to any of it? And and his teacher, Mrs. Johnson, did you even look at this? Are you drunk again?
Yes, sir.
We're getting rid of Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson's got to go.
Vote
Tang Hai on the Plex.
Vote yes on Tang Hai the Plex.
Make me look like an idiot. Oh, some of these are nice. I like how we have six states. Most of these kids think we have six states. They quit on the stars after six. Like, that's plenty.
Oh, right.
You got to write a letter. And
that's a lot of work. And then this one, Eric, I'm going to just put it in your hands. Of what do you think he drew here?
Oh, my God.
What are you guys seeing there? What are you guys seeing right there?
Oh, come on now.
That's not good.
Excitement.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful rocket. Is that fireworks.
Is that the Amazon Prime arrow?
It's a little, well, it's curved.
Yeah.
It's a curved arrow.
They usually are. Out of the top of the rocket.
And it's shooting out in three different directions. Yeah, a lot of.
They usually have a little curve to
them. Excitement.
That's how a rocket works, right? What is it? Things shoot out of the top of it?
Yeah, rockets have coronas too, right, John?
Ew. Ew. Too far. All right, chest candy, one word today. And we're going to go back down there and watch people do work. I didn't lift a finger. I just went down and said, good job, everybody.
We can't get involved. You know, we have to come back.
Honestly, like half of the boxes.
Cooks in the kitchen.
Half of them are about gone.
There you go. I got to get whatever.
You can try another energy drink.
I was going to say, what's the antidote for this cold brew? Is there something, an Ambien?
Chocolate?
Bring me down, man.
Ice cream.
Maybe you have to build it.
You think Bluebell will cure me?
Bluebell.
I bet you'd tell me that. Here's what cures your ills, boy. Little ice cream sandwich.
Hey, over here.
Tang high on the plex. Yeah, tang high on the plex. Oh, I'm freaking out up here. I got to go lay down. This is too much. Chest candy, 97936. You're going to win yourself a Camaro if you get it done just right. Today could be the day. It's 98 KUPD. Good luck.
Guadalupe squares, ringtones, and videos of Creepy E getting the shit knocked out of him. Holmberg's morning sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
98kupd, it's Metallica right there. As glorious as it is, Metallica Day seems to fit the veterans for some reason. I think it's awesome. Happy Veterans Day once again to everybody. And man, oh man, this KUPD deployment thing is just awesome. Thanks again to our friends at Lerner & Rowe, Modelo, LGE next door, the design people. Just awesome. And we're going to definitely get beers from them later. Who else is down
Bluebell,
there?
Bluebell, PLM.
Bluebell. Yeah, PLM's down there.
Bottoms up espresso.
The espresso people who put me through the moon with their crack cocaine coffee, which is awesome. It's really good. So everybody and all the folks who came, and even Cheryl, who was giving me grief.
Even Cheryl.
Even
with butter cookies.
Cheryl, who brought butter cookies and her mouth down there.
Did you get an argument with her?
She started trying to, for you saw it, she tried to pick a fight with me right there, and I had no time for it. And the best
Man,
part
you
is.
You dropped her, though, one punch.
Yeah, I know. Impressive. I've been training. She, my Cheryl knockout punch is on point. My Cheryl punching game is strong. And then Jill, who were making fun of her little Russian kid, comes by with her daughter. She's got a daughter, not of Russian descent. And she's talking, and I said, you go to U of A, right? And she goes, uh-huh. And I said, I'll talk slower then. And she goes, what? And then her mom had to go, he says that because you go to U of A that you're not as smart. And she goes, I don't get it. I'm like, it's because you go to U of A. You don't understand the joke. Yeah, somebody will explain it to you.
Jill's just shaking her head.
Yeah, Jill's just like, oh, my God, my kids are walking into this nightmare. So,
Kerbiderbs is down there.
Yeah, Kerbiderbs showed up with Ronnie last second to get the last couple boxes. Yeah,
how convenient is that, Brady?
Yeah. She's learning. She's learning from Daddy. I thought I saw the car driving up and down 52nd Street a bunch and then finally pulled in.
Right after
they realized that should do it.
That's true. Brady was known for like showing up whenever we needed help.
Right, when it was ending.
Yeah. How are we doing, gang?
Brady, we're last of it.
Oh, I'll get these last two.
I'll grab the books.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then Leland has a great thing. He says, this is meant in no offense to Brady. But you guys should write letters to the troops and slide Brady's in with the kids and see if anyone notices. But at the end of Brady's letter, have him write down, I'm a 54-year-old man. And just throw off the guy who gets it, a guy or girl who gets it.
Sitting
over there in Pac-Manistan or wherever the hell they are. Just
that's perfect.
I have a barbecue sauce company.
This little kid's industrious. Here's a good one. I want music for this. Toledo can't find my music. I have to have my American.
He's in the library right
He's
now.
He's working on it right now. This thing is just a convoluted mess. I have Wild America, but that doesn't do me any good here. I don't know. I got nothing. But it just says, Dear Hero, Har! I don't know why it starts with Har, but it does. Let me state that my spelling is... You got it? I'll start it all over if you've got it. Here we go, kid. There. No, nothing. And nothing, and nothing, and nothing.
Fiddle harder.
Fiddle harder, Toledo.
Just fiddle.
Must you fiddle? But,
Mm-hmm. Is it under
there? It is. Gotcha, kid.
Under pink.
Well done. Dear hero, har. Let me first state that my spelling is not the greatest. So I spell any words wrong. That's why. Also, my handwriting isn't good ether. Anyway, you'll probably get this after Veterans Day. My name, I'm not going to say your name, kid. I live in Mesa, Arizona. A-I-R-Zona. And I'm not just writing this letter because my teacher told me to. I'm writing this with Resian. And once I get my eagle in my seats, I'm going to join the military. But I don't count what breach.
Huh?
One fact is that I have four dogs.
We're losing transmission.
Yeah, he's fading. He's fading fast.
I ever male umanatics. I sink leopard gecko.
What the hell?
I love to play soccer. It's my favorite sport. I like to go to baseball games so times.
Man, this kid's conceited. It's not about you, man.
I ojo to park with my sister and brother, and we play BA ball. I would like to thank you for roving our... Ooh, that's not how you spell country.
He did it on purpose.
And here you have a wonderful holiday, Yaris. I wish I Claude met you, ton. Sinkerly, Mr. King.
That's an impressive letter.
He does have better handwriting than you, buddy.
Mr. King?
Mr. King.
Martin Luther King?
It's Martin Luther King. Dear hero, I had a dream that I could spell better. I'm going to try to find more.
Are these just like making you warm and fuzzy inside?
That is the happiest I've ever been.
I'm feeling it.
Oh, this.
But they're not going to get to the troops because you're up here reading all
them. I'll get them out there. I'll just go over to the garden and throw them on the floor. Here you go, gang. They're very American. Like, we're teaching our kids to talk like we do. Look, I'd like to. Can I say something? Every letter starts with, I would like to say. I would like to say that I am very thankful for your service. You have greatly improved America. I saw it before. Disaster. You guys, good job. Also, if your birthday's soon, happy birthday from Gwen. Well, that's covering the bases.
There we go.
Also, if by chance the person who got this letter has a birthday, I wish you a good one.
Sometime in the next year.
I hope you make it to your next birthday.
Oh, God. Don't say it like that.
Dear hero, thank you for fighting for our country. I'm called Lindsay. I go to school in Arizona, and I am grateful for your doings. I love that you save lives. The greatest gift I can give is love.
And I've got loads of it.
And I can't wait to turn 16. Anyone can give love. Remember that. Thank you for your service, and happy holidays. Love.
Solid.
Dear hero, thank you for being a warrior for our freedom. So that thank you. I hope you have a good birthday. Got a little screwed up on veterans and just made the crayon run.
And made it like a Valentine's.
Yeah, and it's like a big Valentine's card. This is a nice one. Dear hero, thank you for making our country a free one. I'm thankful for you saving me and our country probably several times.
How does he know that? He doesn't know that.
Thank you for being there for our country. That's a good assumption. Happy Veterans Day. And then look at the flag of whatever nation they're from. That isn't like the American flag.
That's like the Dutch or something.
Country of Waldo.
Yeah.
It's a Waldo flag.
You are loved by many. Service individual.
You can't find this flag anywhere.
Now, Hong Tang on the plex. I don't know. I wasn't there. But when we stormed Hong Tang on the Plex.
Future's bright, John.
No, they're good. They're all good. El Savio. El Savio, they said. When our feet hit the beaches of Hong Tang on the Plex, we knew we were warriors.
Starring Tom Hanks.
It's a great Veterans Day movie written by six-year-olds. Warriors! Follow me, Hong Tang on the Plex! Rah! We should just make a movie of all their words, and then that would be fantastic. These kids were amazing. Thank you, Zahari. I know I'm having fun with it, but I'm doing it in the most loving way.
Just a quick note, our good friends from Porta Subs have brought a whole bunch of subs down
fantastic.
To feed everybody downstairs. Oh,
man,
and
ice cream
our
subs.
Our good friends from Modelo are in for next year already, they said.
No kidding.
We're in. We're doing this next year. This is awesome.
It's a great event. And people paid attention this year, knocked it out for us. When we asked for one thing, we got that one thing. Yep. And I think we blew it. And by the way, I got to thank my friends at React Defense.
Oh.
They put up signs all over their building saying, hey, the KUPD deployment thing is going on.
Nice.
This is what we need. And they would, and Jay up there in Phoenix would ask me every time, what do you need? And I'm like, we're running a little low on socks. And they have signs up all over the place of socks. And those guys blew it up. So I probably had, I think, 11 full bags and boxes from those guys. And thanks to everybody who was part of that as well. Awesome. Everybody was awesome. This is such a great thing. It's just such a feel-good thing.
Where's the free beer, Larry, from Modelo? Where's the ice cold beer?
Yeah.
What?
Modelo.
It's all packed in the boxes.
Or
we
friends.
Sent it off to the military.
Friends next door at LGE. Beer.
I'm sure that they're going to throw a party afterwards.
They're
going
to throw a party. They can just bring it over here. That's a long walk.
It's easier for them to bring the beer over
than it is for us to go there.
We've provided the food.
Yeah, didn't you hear about Jill's kid earlier? Come on.
The fridge is so far away. LGE is so distant, and they have the beer in that box, and we are in this box.
You bring it here, woman.
Look at the women over there, those pretty ladies, to bring us the beers. I mean, what is the big hassle? You're also uppity.
The pirate outside stole all the stuff.
The pirate scared me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm afraid of the pirate.
Yes.
I'm going to do one more. Dear soldier, I'm thankful that you're protecting me. Our country. We celebrate you every Vatriance Day.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Celebrate you every...
Vatriance Day.
I like Vatriance the Day. Of that.
Dear soldier, thank you for your cervix. In the army, you are doing it's like drunks. Look, I gotta say thanks a lot for your cervix, but
this is the drunk text to the girl late at night.
They make him write him at 1 a.m. All right, guys, wake up. Text the serviceman. Thanks for your cervix. What are you doing? What are you doing the rest of the day? I'm just out right now.
Got some Modelo.
In the army, you are doing a great Joe-six, protecting our country. It's true, Joe-six on the tongue hang.
Plex.
Kids, thank you. You've made my day. Everybody who helped out, we're already done packing up.
Yeah, I mean, it's
amazing.
Pretty much finished up.
Excellent work. Thank you, everybody. We've had a lot of fun with this today. And the veterans that were here, we thank them as well. And all the active service people. We'll be sharing letters, I guarantee you. And Larry and I, last year we were both blown away. We got emails in like 2 days.
Yep.
I don't know how the mail got it out there so quick, but overseas, 2 days, this thing, boom, boom. And
you start getting the photos and all that good stuff. That's awesome.
It was pretty amazing, and it does mean something to
them. Hell yeah!
Yeah, we got a ton of them. Like, it was so nice to get something from home. Man, that's great. You're going to get a letter. Hopefully the letter's hilarious.
Hopefully you can read it.
Hope you get a tongue hang on the Plex. We're going to go throw those in there right now. And tongue hang on the Plex, I want you to email me immediately. I got the tongue hang on the Plex kit. We'll give whoever gets tongue hang on the Plex $100.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though? Like, I was listening to this. They were talking about El Salvio.
El Salvio, El Salvio.
And here it is. I got it. I got the letter.
I got the kid's letter. He's a legend.
The golden ticket.
It's Win Holmberg's money.
Yeah, that's it. I'll give you $100 if you get El Savio and you get Hong Tang on the Plex. And if you get the one that said Warrior. Awesome. Anyway, we got What Would Brady Do coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD. Thank you, everybody. Happy Veterans Day.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.